We have the news now from Carla O'Brien.
The former US President Donald Trump has pleaded not guilty in court to conspiring to overturn his 2020 election defeat. The charges follow an inquiry into the attack on the US Capitol in Washington, D.C. on the 6th of January 2021. The next hearing will take place on the 28th of August and is expected to be procedural. However, the judge may set a trial date. Mr. Trump, who is the front runner for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination, spoke briefly to reporters as he left Washington.
When you look at what's happening, this is a persecution of a political opponent. This was never supposed to happen in America. This is the persecution of the person that's leading by very, very substantial numbers in the Republican primary and leading Biden by a lot. So if you can't beat him, you persecute him or you prosecute him. We can't let this happen in America. Thank you very much.
Ryanair has criticised an order from Fingal County Council to limit the number of overnight flights at Dublin Airport. Earlier this week, the council issued an enforcement notice to the airport operator DAA, giving it 6 weeks to comply with a planning condition limiting the number of flights at the north runway to 65 between the hours of 11pm and 7am. Karen Creed reports.
Earlier this week, Fingal County Council issued an enforcement order to DAA, which operates the airport, stating that the number of nighttime flights breached the conditions of its planning permission. This morning, Ryanair gave its response to the move, criticising it. In a statement, the airline said a tiny number of neighbours can't be allowed to restrict Irish Air connectivity. The airline is calling for the decision to be amended to restrict the number of flights between midnight and 6am instead of 11pm to 7am. It says this would avoid disruption to the vast majority of early morning flights. Ryanair has claimed that the nighttime restrictions are no longer necessary when new planes run by it and Aer Lingus are 50% quieter, reducing noise emissions. Ryanair's chief executive Eddie Wilson has called on the Minister for Transport, Eamon Ryan, to instruct Fingal County Council to withdraw their enforcement notice.
Explosions have been reported overnight near the Russian port of Novorossiysk on the Black Sea. Footage shared on social media appeared to show loud blasts at the port, which is a major hub for Russian exports. Russia's defence ministry said it had repelled a Ukrainian attack on its naval base there with two sea drones. It said the drones had been spotted and destroyed by Russian ships guarding the outer harbour of the naval base. Niger's newly installed military group has threatened an immediate response to any aggression or attempted aggression in response to last week's coup. The regime has scrapped pacts with France and withdrawn its ambassadors from Paris and Washington. Last weekend, the Economic Community of West African States gave the military group a week to reinstate the democratically elected President Mohamed Bazoum. Writing in the Washington Post, Mr. Bazoum said he was being held hostage and called on the US government and the entire international community to restore constitutional order. At least 18 people, including three children, have died and nearly two dozen people were injured when a bus carrying migrants and locals plunged into a ravine in northwestern Mexico. The Civil Protection Agency said that the passengers were originally from India, the Dominican Republic and African countries, with some hoping to cross the border into the US at San Diego. The bus driver was detained on suspicion of speeding. A demonstration will be held on a bridge over the River Shannon in County Offaly today to highlight the concerns of farmers and residents along the river about rising summer water levels. Thousands of hectares of the Shannon Callows, land either side of the river between Athlone and Portumna, are inundated after the wettest July on record. The demonstration, which will take place in Banagher, is being organised by the Save Our Shannon organisation. They say farmers dependent on the Callows Meadow are concerned about the rising water level, which is reducing their capacity to cut silage and will leave them short of animal fodder this winter. Met Éireann has issued rain and wind warnings for today and tomorrow. A status yellow rain warning for Connacht and Cavan will be in effect from 2 o'clock this afternoon until 9 a.m. tomorrow, with spells of heavy rain expected, leading to the possibility of spot flooding, poor visibility and difficult travel conditions. As rain spreads, another status yellow rain warning will come into effect from 6 o'clock this evening for Dublin, Kildare, Laois, Longford, Louth, Meath, Offaly, Westmeath, Wicklow and Monaghan. It will be in place until 1 p.m. tomorrow. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Building a new home? Choose Grant's A++ rated Airona heat pump and Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
Mainly dry and bright to begin with sunny spells and isolated showers. Cloud will gradually thicken with outbreaks of rain developing in the west and southwest this afternoon, extending eastwards later with spot flooding likely. Highest temperatures of 15 to 18 degrees.